Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to KSWV Radio. It's our distinct honor and privilege to have in our studios today Chris Winterrode, Northeast Regional Coordinator, State Health Insurance Assistance Program with the New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Department. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Esteban. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here today. We really appreciate you. And we appreciate everyone at Aging and Long-Term Services that is helping our aging population age with lots of wonderful services, programs. And so we just want to say thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Esteban. And you know, it's our goal at Aging and Long-Term Services to keep those golden years shiny
right
for people. So
right. And thriving, you know, this is a good thing. And we appreciate what you do. And, you know, I got to say, Chris, that during the pandemic, and this is the first time you and I have been able to visit, but I told this to the secretary. During the pandemic, I saw everyone at Aging and Long-Term Services Department packing boxes of food, making deliveries, getting out there, getting on the ground, helping our seniors. I know that that's in addition to everything else that you do, but it doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you.
I appreciate that, Esteban. You know, we are all hands on deck. Whatever needs to be done, that's what we're going to do. And, you know, right now, with the devastating fires in the state,
right,
we're all hands on deck for that also. On Monday, I was in Española at the resource right meeting for people from Mora and San Miguel counties, just trying to help make sure people have access to the resources they need. Make sure that they, you know, even in these extraordinary circumstances, have those basics. I, you know, talked to one woman about how to get her prescriptions refilled. Under these extraordinary circumstances, we still have our ordinary needs.
Right.
So people can always reach out to us for both the ordinary and the extraordinary needs.
Now, speaking of reaching out.
Yes, thank you very much for that softball. Right now, over the weekend, the governor borrowed our 800 number. So that 800 number that all your listeners have heard so many times, I always try to tattoo it on people's brains anytime I'm talking to them.
1-800-432-2080.
That's right. Right now, when you call that number, they're going to answer it saying it's the New Mexico Fire Information Line. And so I don't want people to be worried when they hear that. Know that when you answer that and say, hey, I need to reach the ADRC, they'll transfer you. But I also want to let you know that you can call our direct local number and you'll get us directly without having to go through the fire information line. And that number is 505-476-4846. So I had to write it down because I have the 800 number. It is tattooed on my brain. I'll be saying that in my sleep for the rest of my life. But right now, the number to call to reach the ADRC directly is 505-476-4846.
Great. Okay, so we're going to write that on our we'll post that on our website, folks. And thank you for that phone number. And it's nice to make that clarification because, yeah, it's good to know so that when people are calling, they can know there's a different number if they want to get plugged in right away.
Right. And, you know, even once this crisis is over and our 800 number sort of comes back directly to us, people can still use the local number.
Right.
Here in Santa Fe, you know, that's not going to, it's a local number, so it's easy to use. We mostly put out the 800 number because we are a statewide call center and that local number isn't going to work for everyone. But for right now, if you want to reach us directly without having to go through Homeland Security and the fire information line, that's the best thing to do.
I want to say good morning and hello to Anthony Romero, to Samantha. Good morning, Samantha. I want to say good morning to Hannah. Joey, thank you. And all the folks there that you work with, Chris, day in and day out, literally day in and day out, around the clock, to serve our state. So thank you for that, Chris, for that update for the for the telephone number. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to be talking about some other assistance that people can get with rebates and such. So keep it locked right here. Folks, if you happen to know someone that needs to tune in, now's a good time while we're taking a break here. Give them a call or text them. Tell them to tune in right now to KSWV Radio as we have Chris Winterroad with the New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Department here with us. Back with more in just a moment. God bless you. This is 99.9 FM and 810 AM. KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM, 810 AM, visiting with Chris Winterroad with the New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Department. And thank you for tuning in, folks. Now, Chris, I understand that there was some economic relief measured approved by the New Mexico legislature and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham that we want to let people know about.
Absolutely. You know, people may have heard that in the last legislative session, they voted to stop taking state taxes out of your Social Security checks, which is such a wonderful thing.
Right.
But they wanted to also give people some immediate relief. So if you filed your 2021 state taxes, you're going to get that $500 per person rebate automatically.
Okay.
Even if you already filed it before this was even a thing, you're still going to get them. And you don't have to do anything else.
A refundable income tax rebate.
Right.
Of $500.
Right. And it's a one-time thing for this year.
Got it.
And then that savings will come to you in the future.
Okay.
You know, from not having the state taxes taken out of your Social Security check.
Okay.
But if you didn't file state taxes, and many, many of the people that I work with through the Aging and Long-Term Services Department don't file state taxes because they don't have to. Their income is under the limit and it's not required, so they don't do it. You can still get the economic relief payment, the same as everybody who filed taxes, but you have to do an extra step. You have to go to Yes New Mexico, which is the state Medicaid website. That's www.yes.nm.us, and complete a really simple application there. You don't have to log into the website. You don't have to create an account. When you go to the website, the first thing you're going to see is some announcements. And last time I looked, which was yesterday, so I think it's still the same, the third announcement down is the application for the economic relief payment.
Great. Well, that's an easy website to remember.
It's easy to remember. It's easy to get to. And once you get to the application, you'll be amazed at how easy it is. I know a lot of times people hear that there's a government application that they have to do and they think it's going to be complicated and require a lot of hard to find information. Let me tell you, this one is so simple. I've done it for lots and lots of people already, and it takes less than 2 minutes, right? So you don't even have to log in. You just have to go to the Yes New Mexico website, click on the link there that asks if you want to apply for the economic relief payment. And then there, you just put in your name. You have to put in your date of birth and Social Security number. You'll put in your address. And then it'll ask if you want to get a direct deposit. And if you do, then you have to put in your bank's routing number and your account number. But if you don't want to put that information in there, you don't have to. And you'll still get the check, but you'll get the check's in the mail. We've heard that before, right? It'll take a little bit longer, but you'll still get that payment.
Snail mail, as they say.
That's right. There's a couple of little caveats here that people need to be aware of. One is that you have to do this by May 31st.
Okay, folks.
Okay, so there's a deadline.
You got 20 days left.
Right, so that's why it was really important for me to get in here and talk to you about it now. Also, everyone who files their state taxes is guaranteed to get the rebate. But if you apply, they're going to give out those rebates until the funds run out.
Okay.
So it's kind of first come, first serve.
Right.
So you want to do it as soon as you can.
Get in the chow line, folks, as we say in my family.
Now, if you miss that opportunity, or if you've applied but those funds are already expended and, you know, they're like, sorry, Charlie, then you can actually still file state taxes. There's no penalty. And Tax and Rev actually really wants people to file their state taxes because there may be actually other refunds and rebates that you're eligible for due to being low income that you can get if you do file those state taxes. So if you miss this window for some reason, you can actually still file your state taxes and get the rebate that way.
We're talking with Chris Winterroad, talking about economic relief measures approved by the New Mexico Legislature and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, talking about some rebates here, folks, and great information. You can go to the Yes New Mexico portal, and like Chris said, it's yes.state.nm.us. Really nice website. You take a look at it, very easy to navigate through exactly where you said it'd be, right down the page, third one down, and you can get all that information. So thank you for making it easy for that. And if you aren't very good at memorizing URLs the way I am, just Google Yes New Mexico and it will pop up. It's the first thing that pops up, so it makes it very easy for that. So thank you for this, Chris. Really good to know about this. I mean, every single dollar that can provide relief is another dollar that can go towards food, towards medication, prescription drugs, anything that people need nowadays.
You know, taking your grandkids out to lunch. It does not have to go to... Life is more than necessities.
Right.
I made a little video.
Yes.
To walk people through the process. You can find it on our website, the Aging and Long-Term Services Department, which is www.nmaging.
Right.
And it's kind of, you know, tricky to navigate to that. It's easy once you know how to do it, but if you don't know how to do it, then it's challenging. But if you go to the very bottom and you push on the little icon that looks like the play button on a VCR, it's a little rectangle with a triangle in the middle of it. That's the YouTube. That takes you to our Aging and Long-Term Service Department YouTube channel, and you'll see it right there, the 2022 Economic Relief Payment.
You are on YouTube.
I am all over YouTube. It's kind of funny.
I love it. That's so cool. Okay, so what we'll do is we need to put up this interview with the link to Yes New Mexico, with the link to your YouTube video, because that's important information to share and to get out. So how long did it take you to do this? Like, it sounds good.
Well, you know, I've been following the situation with this tax rebate, you know, since the legislative session. Keeping my eagle eye right on there, because I want to make sure that all of our aging and disabled consumers, residents in New Mexico, get what's coming to them. And so once the application hit Yes New Mexico, I was, you know, on there right away just to see how it works so I can help people with it. And I know that often people are intimidated by trying to do something like by a government application, and particularly by trying to do something on the internet. And so I just wanted to really demonstrate exactly how easy it is. Now, if you are still a little intimidated by it and you can't get your family member, your grandkids, somebody to do it for you or help you with it, you can call us and we will help you with it. And again, right now, since our number is borrowed for the fire emergency, the best way to reach us is at 505-476-4846, and we'll help you with it. It literally takes 2 minutes. It's that easy. So there's really, I don't want any barriers in the way of people being able to get this extra $500 that can, you know, make that difference in your life, whether it's necessities that you need or the necessities of doing something fun.
Right, absolutely. The New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Department, helping New Mexicans achieve lifelong independence and healthy aging. Go to their website. It's amazing. lots of different resources out there, including this cool YouTube video that Chris has done. But I got to say, popular resources like senior services, meals and nutrition, elder rights, COVID assistance, transportation services, silver alerts, adult protective services, on and on and on. When I think about the advocacy for our aging population, first and foremost, obviously, I think about New Mexico Aging. But I also think about your partners like AARP and the New Mexico Alzheimer's Association. Mm-hmm. Lots of great other stakeholders out there as well. But New Mexico Aging, right there, coordinating all of this. And all of these resources are on your website. Reverse mortgage education, on and on and on. The latest news, the latest tweets. Go to that website. It is a great resource. But again, congratulations on all of this being out there for people to take advantage of.
You know, Esteban, we really do want to help people maintain their independence, be able to age, you know, right? It's Older Americans Month, and the theme is aging your way or aging my way. And so helping people have the resources that they need to be able to do that, to be able to age their way. It's interesting that you mentioned the reverse mortgage education. That is part of our financial literacy efforts for seniors. One way to protect seniors from predatory lending practices, right, which is a problem, is to make sure that they understand what these products are and how they work. And so it's a really incredible tool. It's called Heconomics. You can get a free account on the app. It's completely secure. And if you're in a position where you want to be able to access the resources that are tied up in your home, in your mortgage, but you're not quite sure because, you know, we've all seen those commercials, right, that are targeted at seniors, and they just make you feel a little bit like, I don't know.
Right.
This is a way to get the real information about how it works so that if you want to explore this, you can feel confident moving forward.
And a lot of those TV commercials that you mentioned have like some really popular, you know, stars.
All the Joes, right? Joe Namath, Joe Montana. It makes me feel old now that Joe Montana is, you know, the target for seniors because he was the quarterback of my youth.
Right. Well, you know, it's important to learn, folks, about what a reverse mortgage is and how it works. And the New Mexico Aging Long-Term Services Department has all this information to talk about Heconomics. And you can, you know, download information also in Spanish. So it's in English and in Spanish. It's really nice. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And again, you know, we're not selling reverse mortgages.
Right.
What we're doing is helping people have the knowledge, because knowledge is power.
Right.
Empowering people to feel confident moving forward with a choice, whether they decide it's the right thing for them or not. At least they know, you know, they're not going to be taken advantage of.
Great. Now, I know I kind of got us on the path of talking about your website, but I wanted to get back to the rebates and relief payments. Any other information regarding those? I know you talked about the $500 rebate, but is there any other information that we want to share regarding the rebates? Because I wanted to ask you some other questions about aging.
Yeah, well, you know, really the main thing that I want people to know is that if you file your taxes, if you filed state taxes, you are golden. You don't have to do anything else. If you didn't file taxes, that's okay. It's not a problem, right? But you do have to take this extra step of applying through the Yes New Mexico website. And if you need help with that, you can call the ADRC at 505-476-4846 and we'll help you with it because it is quick and easy and there's no reason not to get that money. But you have to do that by the deadline of May 31st.
We'll be back with more. KSWB Radio, thank you so much for the caller who just called. Chris, got a fan out there, said you're doing a great job. Thank you for what you're doing.
I appreciate that.
Now, again, the phone number to call the New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Department. Can we share that number again, please?
Absolutely. Our local number that we're using right now, since our 800 number is borrowed for fire information, mm-hmm. I want to reassure people that you can still reach us through that 800 number, but you'll be transferred by the people who are answering the fire information line. If you want to reach us directly, the number is 505-476-4846.
Great. 505-476-4846. Now, speaking of the fires, I know that our aging population in the area that's being impacted by the fire, needs lots of help out there that's needed. Any particular messages that we want to share with them during this time?
Absolutely. I mean, we're surrounded right now here in Santa Fe with the fires in Mora and San Miguel County, and now the one that started in Guadalupe County, right. And the one that's also raging
Los Alamos.
In Los Alamos. So I'm sure everyone knows somebody who's been impacted. So please don't hesitate to share the information and to, share our information so that they can call if they need help. FEMA is, and the Department of Homeland Security are setting up recovery centers at Glorieta and in Peñasco, which are the two main evacuee centers right now. And there'll be the resources and the information that you need and people to help with that are going to be concentrated there. There are FEMA teams on site now at both Glorieta and Peñasco to help people with the applications that you need to do. I was at that event in Española on Monday, and what they encourage people to do is, first and foremost, contact your insurance if you have it. Right? Because FEMA requires, if you have insurance, you have to have already contacted them, because that's going to be...
That's good to know.
Right? That's going to be your first avenue. And then FEMA will come in after that. It's going to be ongoing. They're committed. They're here for the duration until all of our needs are met. I spoke at length with one of the FEMA recovery coordinators. So it's good to know that they are here and they have our back. It's frustrating for people because the assistance is here and it's ramping up, but it's not immediate, right? There was one gentleman at the meeting on Monday who was like, right now, I need help right this minute. I want to walk out of here with gas money. And that's, that was not possible on Monday. I don't know if it'll be possible at some point in the future. With the people that I've spoken with, some of the needs that they're having are some of the things that are worrying them above and beyond what's happening with my property. Is my house still there? How are my animals that I wasn't able to bring with me? People are just, there's so many things that people are worried about. How am I going to get my medications refilled? What happens if I need to go to the doctor? Mm-hmm. Right. So if you're having any issues with those kinds of things, that's what I'm going to be helping with personally. That's right in my, program with the State Health Insurance Assistance Program. So 100%, if you need advocacy or assistance with anything related to your health, we're here for you. And again, that number is 505-476-4846. Also with food assistance, the area agencies on aging and the senior centers, again, just like during the pandemic, how you mentioned in the beginning, Estevan, they are all hands on deck, making sure people have what they need so that they're not experiencing food insecurity on top of everything else during this emergency. Transportation resources, and then just the assistance, making sure you know the right path to take if you have experienced property losses or other losses during the emergency.
Sure. Well, thank you, Chris. Really appreciate it. I know you and everyone there at New Mexico Aging, man, such great advocates for our aging population. And we really appreciate everything. I know, again, helping us achieve lifelong independence, healthy aging here during times of emergency and crisis. Great advocacy from the department. And we thank you for your tireless work. Again, Anthony and Joey and Katrina and all the crew there, we're thankful to everybody there. Thank you, Chris, and we invite you to come back again with us.
Well, thank you, Stuart. It's my pleasure and my privilege.
All right. Folks, coming up in just a few short minutes, we'll be visiting with Shirlene Sitton, Environmental Services Department.